I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 15th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he doesn't understand why the city council doesn't fully support his plan to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. The finance committee voted 5-3 last night in favor of the plan to bond the money for 20 years instead of 30, but the proposal would need one more councilor to support the measure in order for it to win full approval. City Council voted 8-1 in favor of the mayor's plan to purchase the Adams Academy and two adjacent vacant properties on Adams Street using $9 million from the Community Preservation Fund. The city will take the properties by eminent domain to settle a legal dispute with the Woodward School for Girls, which claimed ownership of the Adams Academy and tried to force its sale. The mayor wants to create a presidential library at the site of those vacant properties. 74-year-old House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy had a pacemaker implanted after becoming ill in Florida last week. Mariano was returning to meet with his doctors at Mass General Hospital yesterday and issued a statement saying he hoped to return to a full schedule as soon as possible. The American Red Cross will hold a community blood drive in Quincy on Wednesday at Blue Cross Blue Shield on Enterprise Drive at the State Street South Complex in North Quincy. The drive will run from 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 15th.